USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Intense storms in parts of the United States have led to flight delays and cancellations, potentially causing inconvenience for American travelers. Today, FlightAware reported over 1,500 canceled flights within, into, or out of the U.S. Additionally, more than 5,400 flights across the country have experienced delays. President Biden unveiled a plan to enhance internet connectivity nationwide, with the White House allocating more than $40 billion for this program.
Around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed internet. And for millions more, the internet connection is limited or unreliable.
Biden said the reasons for the limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. A number of western states, including North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana, have reported the discovery of a new COVID-19 variant known as EU11. As of now, the symptoms associated with this variant in the U.S. have not been fully identified. However, EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible and currently represents 8.7% of the total COVID-19 cases in those six states. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the march on Moscow by a group of mercenary soldiers as a criminal activity, and he warned of consequences. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said,
"The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that."
The Wagner Group boss claimed that the march was a protest and not an attempt to overthrow Putin, explaining that he turned his troops around to prevent bloodshed among Russians. President Biden's job approval numbers are up. A new Gallup poll puts the president's approval rating among Americans at 43%. That's up 4 points since last month. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis made his first visit to the Texas border today. He outlined an immigration policy that would not allow asylum claims between ports of entry.
It's a lot less appetizing to make a trip like that, knowing you don't qualify in the first place and you're going to have to wait on the other side of the border before you get a decision.
Speaking in the border town of Eagle Pass, DeSantis pledged to revive the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. He also said he would grant individual states the authority to deport undocumented immigrants. Hollywood has until Friday to avoid an actor's strike. Over the weekend, SAG-AFTRA told union members that negotiations with studios had been extremely productive. An actor's strike would come as the industry is already facing production delays due to a writer's strike that is now in its ninth week. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has stated he will not support the re-election of New York Congressman George Santos. During an interview on Fox and Friends, McCarthy expressed his belief that Santos should not run again.
George Santos, are you a part of his re-election campaign?
No, I am not.
Right.
No, he shouldn't run
for
re-election.
Have you done anything for that seat to try to get a Republican in?
Oh, we're gonna keep that seat with another Republican. Yes, we are.
Santos is currently facing federal charges. Italian officials are calling for the identification and punishment of a man accused of carving he and his fiancée's names into the Colosseum. The country's culture minister tweeted that the act is highly disrespectful and unworthy. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.